That morning when I woke up, I couldn't imagine in the night that was going to happen to my brother.
The anguish of losing a brother, one of three brothers living in Harlem about to celebrate his 27th birthday. His mom, who is from Guinea, comes to New York City for a visit. She finds her son distraught. She calls 911 because where she comes from, 911 brings medical attention. In this case, though, her 911 call at 6 p.m. brought police who shot her son dead by 6:40 p.m. Francisca Stiava is attorney for the Ba family. He says one of the questions in this case is, what is the rush?
The protocol, the NYPD protocol, says that when you have an EDP, an emotionally disturbed person, the first thing you're supposed to do is get a family member to assist. They ignored his mother. His mother said, let me go up there and talk to him. He's my son. He didn't even know I called 911. If he knew I called 911, he would talk to you guys. But just ignored his mother. We're not even sure if they had a hostage negotiation team. So we're here essentially to get more facts about the case.
Several questions are unanswered. What are the names of the police who killed Mohamed Ba?
We don't know how many cops were involved in the killing. We're essentially in the dark as to how he was killed. We know he was shot at least 9 times.
Grief was expressed at the rally today by Mohamed Ba's brothers, Suleiman Ba is the eldest.
I can't believe today I'm standing here, standing holding flyers for a brother that you won't see an arrest record on his record. And you call for help, he's depressed, you were told, instead of waiting for a doctor, you break your own police protocol to handle this situation, rush, break the door, and give you back your brother with 9 bullets, declared already dead before arriving to the hospital. I mean, where is the aggression when in 9 bullets?
Sekou Ba is the middle brother.
We are very shocked, and it changed our life. My mother educated us, she sent us to school. We are well-educated people. We can understand how the people, the police were supposed to protect us, did that. What we are fighting for is for justice, for this to not happen to anybody again.
Suleiman Ba asks if profiling is responsible for his brother's death.
You ask yourself questions. Is it because his name is Mohammed? Is it the neighborhood he lived in? I mean, I wonder, I lived here. If 911, you can call 911 right now. You'll see how they respond.
The brothers not only want justice for their family, but they want other minorities in this country to feel safe.
We have a right like every other person, just to feel safe. You know, I want to feel safe.
Unfortunately, though, yours is not an isolated case.
Absolutely. And this is my situation. That's, as you know, it's not an isolated. It has become a reality in New York. It has become a reality. It's not a single out. So that's why I'm asking for justice. We want it to stop.
What do we want?
Justice.
Where do we want it?
Mohamedou.
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 Imam Talib Abdurashi is president of the New York City Islamic Leadership Council.
As you know, in particular, over the past couple of years, we've been involved in a struggle with the NYPD that started around Stop and Frisk and that continued to the Muslim surveillance issues. And now we have just another example. Unfortunately, the tragedy that has affected this family and plunged them into grief hasn't gotten anywhere near the coverage of some of the other major tragedies that have occurred in this city. And those of us who live here in New York, we know that this type of situation is not new. It's not isolated from the other type of cases. So we wanted to come here to support the family and to be able to link in the minds of New Yorkers what has happened to Mohamed Ba and the other innocent people who've lost their lives in this city.
The lawyers on behalf of the Ba family filed a Freedom of Information request for copies of all police reports, incidents reports, calls, memos, and any other information having to do with the shooting of Mohamed Ba, including any information with respect to the use of force for responding to calls involving emotionally disturbed persons. The lawyers in the case say the Manhattan DA's office has been responsive and cooperative. It will present the case to the grand jury in May. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.